This podcast is brought to you by ICT4D.at and inspired by Farm Radio. Hello, beautiful listeners, and welcome to another heartwarming episode of Podcast Farm, How to Podcast, Unita Se Podcast, Wenzanjani E-Podcast, the show where we embark on a delightful journey of nurturing your very own podcast. I'm your host, Kudzai, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tungi.
Hi, everyone.
And we've got our main man, Godfrey, in production.
Yo, what up? What it do?
So in our previous episode, we went on a fascinating journey through the art of framing your podcast. If you missed it, be sure to catch up on that episode. But today we are going to be shifting gears and diving into podcasting equipment and software. So without further ado, let's get started. Thingy, tell me, let's discuss recording software. A crucial component for your podcasting toolkit, right?
Yeah, zvakatokosha kudzi. Sarudzo dzesoftware senge Audacity kana kuti GarageBand or Adobe Audition inopa mushandisi ma interface anoshandisika kuitira kurekodha kwakareruka nekuedita futi nekumixa. Kunyangwe une budget shoma kana kuti yakawanda pane yakakodzera software kunzoko. Mamwe ndeye mahara, mamwe achuya nemutengo asi anoratidza akasiyana ma features avanopa.
That's good. So you mentioned Audacity, GarageBand as some options of software, but there's also some free software that are available for those of you who are looking for something without a hefty price tag. Mm-hmm. That's very good to think about, guys. You don't have to pay out of your pocket. Mm-hmm. So there's many good options to explore, huh?
Zvekutodaro. Tsvaga iyo inoenderana nekuyerera kwako kwekugadzira kana kuti nekuyerera kwecreativity yako. Uye ita kuti yako podcasting nyanzvi iite upenyu. Godfrey, unogona kutiudza here nekudza vatereri vedu kuti tiri kushandisa software ipi?
Yeah, inini ndiri kushandisa GarageBand. So I'm using GarageBand. I'm on the MacBook train, iOS. Mm-hmm. And so GarageBand is actually free. I mean, the laptop's not free, but the software is free. It comes with the machine, and so you just download it if it's not pre-installed, and it's free to use. It's very, very, very good. Mm-hmm. It's similar. It's like you know how iPhones have like the Pro Max and the there's a software called Logic. Mm-hmm. So GarageBand is like Logic Lite. Mm-hmm.
Or
Logic Mini.
Okay.
Yeah.
Inga.
Yeah, so that's what I'm using. It's an audio platform. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks for that, Godfrey. So, let's say me and you are not able to be in the same room, perhaps we're in different countries or cities. Are there any specific tools available for recording virtual podcasts?
Aripo maturuz. Munguva yema visual collaborations. Matools akaita se Zencaster. Kana kuti Squadcast anovimbisa audio yakachena pama remote interviews. Ivo zvekare vanopa ma audio tracks akasiyana emutauri wese achiita kuti post editing iite mhepo nekureruka.
That's actually really true. Like even Zoom, Skype, all these sort of social platforms can be used. So you log in with a call and you record that call, and yeah, it could actually really work to use as an interface.
Zveshua, izvo zvinoshandawo zvakanaka. Ndatenda hangu, Godfrey.
Yeah, thanks, Godfrey. So Godfrey obviously mentioned Zoom and Skype as options, but Tlingy really spoke about tools like Zencaster and Squadcast, which will help with giving crystal clear audio during interviews. And they also have the ability to provide separate audio tracks for each speaker, which will make post-production editing a breeze for you.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll continue with our discussion when we come back.
So let's pivot to tech equipment. Mm-hmm. What do you need to actually record the podcast?
Right. Chekutanga, pane microphone, ye mando, ye pamsoro soro. Inovandudza zvakanyanya audio yako. Kune marudzi matatu ema microphone. Kune dynamic microphone, kune condenser microphone, uye ne rebound microphone.
Okay, so I didn't even know microphones are different types. So we have dynamic microphones, condenser, and rebound microphones.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's very interesting. But like you said, a good quality microphone will improve the audio of your podcast. Mm-hmm. Do you have any brand names that you can recommend?
Yes, akawanda chaizvo. Saka funga kushandisa microphone say Blue Yeti, kana kuti Rode.pod mic, kana kuti Audio Technica, Samsung Q2U, uye Shure. Shure, ere Godfrey, kana kuti.
I see what you did there. No, I see Shure.
Uh-huh.
It's Sure.
Uh-huh. Uye Sure, SM7B, yeku rekoda podcast. Vedwe, ne imwe nzira. Pane ma laptop, kana wati microphone, akazvitaurira. Kana, pane ma laptop, ane ma microphone, akazvitaurira, ndizvozvo. Kana nare mbozha, kana kuti phone, dzinogona kushandiswa, kana dzichibuditsa sound yakanaka. Saka sarudza microphone inoenderana nenzvimbo yako yekurekoda uye nebudget yako.
Yeah, so I hope you guys got some of those brand names, including, you said it was Sure?
Right. Sure.
Sure, not Shure.
No, I mean, I think because she's speaking in Shona, Shure just
came out. But yeah, choose a microphone that fits your recording environment and your budget. And of course, you can also use laptops and mobile phones as well for good quality sound. So I've seen people use headphones when recording podcasts. Can you tell me about this?
Saka chengetedza mari mune akagadzika ma headphone akavharika kumashure kana kuti ma closed back headphones kuti utarise audio quality yekuteerera uchirekoda nekueditor. Ma brands se Samsung, JBL, Shenisa uye Biodynamic anopa sarudzo huru dzemitengo yakasiyana. Iwe unogona kushandisa chero mando yema headphone inoita kuti basa riitwe.
Yeah, so you can use any brand, you know, it's all about getting the job done, but you know, those brands that she mentioned, like Samsung and JBL, are obviously really great options and well-known brand names. So this is awesome. Audio mixing is quite important though. What can you use for this?
Saka kuti udzore zviri nani podcast audio quality yako mukugadzira ma interview nevaenzi vakawanda. Funga ma mixer se Rode, kana kuti Broadcaster Pro, Behringer Zenix, Q802 USB, Pro Sonar Studio Live, Zoom PodTrack P4, uye Yamaha AG03. Audio interfaces se Focusrite. Sorry. Audio interfaces se Focusrite, kana kuti Scarlett Solo, kana kuti Universal Audio Apollo Solo, kana kuti SSL 2 Plus, or Audient ID4, kana kuti PreSonus Revelator, uye M-Audio A, inogona zvekare kusimudzira kuseta kwako.
Okay, so you spoke about managing interviews with multiple guests, and considering certain mixers like the ones you mentioned a lot, the Broadcaster Pro, Pro Sonar Studio Live, Zoom Pod, Track 4, Yamaha AG03, and then interfaces like the Universal Audio, Apollo Solo, etc. For enhancing your setup. But I wanted to ask, I've heard about mixers and audio interfaces. What is the difference between the two?
Rudza pakati pe mixer kana audio interface. Zvichienderana nezvaunoda chaizvo. Mixer inopa real-time audio control panguva yekurekoda. Nepo ma audio interfaces akanakira kutora emhando yepamusoro sound zvakanaka pa computer yako. Tsvaga chishandiso chinoenderana neyako podcasting style uye zvinangwa zvako.
Okay, that's really good for me because I had no idea this difference. So it depends on your specific needs.
Mm-hmm.
Mixers offer real-time audio control during recordings, and the audio interface is ideal for capturing high-quality sound directly to your computer. So it's all about your podcasting style and your goals.
Oh.
So anything more to add on recording?
Saka ma recorder anobatwa nemaoko akadai se Zoom H5 hand recorder kana kuti Sony PCM D10 inotakurika audio recorder uye Roland R04 inotakurika audio recorder. Inouya nezvinhu zvakaita se microphone akavakirwa mukati, SLR input ne radio quality inogadzirika. Midziyo iyi yakanakira kutora emhando yepamusoro audio paunenge uchienda pasina kudiwa kwekombiuta kana zvimwe zvekushandisa. Zviratidzo ndeizvi: Zoom H5 hand recorder, Sony PCM D10 portable audio recorder, Roland R04 portable audio recorder.
Okay, so hand-held recorders offer a variety of features I had no idea of, such as inbuilt microphones, SLR input, and adjustable recording quality. And they're good to go, like when you're on the go, so you don't actually need a computer or additional equipment. And I'd like that you mentioned those great examples, such as the Zoom H5 handy recorder, Sony PCM, the portable audio recorder, and such. Just quickly, like, where could our listeners actually buy this stuff in Zimbabwe? Maybe you've got some options. There's Amazon and, you know, maybe the Avondale flea market. Not sure. Any Godfrey, you got some?
I actually bought my stuff in town,
like
downtown
Harare.
Downtown Harare.
Okay.
And the price is actually a bit better than ones in the suburbs.
So
we're using handheld mics here. And there's also a condenser mic. The condenser mic I bought in South Africa, but the handheld mics I bought in Zim, so they're $20 each. The pop filters, they're $1 each. If you buy a mic, it comes with the cable.
Okay, that's awesome, man. So this was a lot to take in today's episode. I hope you guys took some notes. Let's wrap up with some tips for some new podcasters.
Alright, saka ndingati zvoni tsidzira uye jaira ma equipment ako ekurekoda usati watanga podcast yako. Kuenderana kana consistency kwakakosha. Rongedza zvine hungwaru, chenesa audio yako uye simbisa final project rako. Batana nevateereri kuburikidzana nesocial media. Feedback yakakosha futi neruzivo runogona kubatsira podcast yako kukura.
Guys, feedback from listeners on social media is super, super important. But like Klingi mentioned, familiarize yourself with the equipment and your recording techniques before you actually start your podcast. Consistency is important, and think about editing and cleaning up your audio to make sure you have a good product upon release. So, in fact, now that I think about it, all of this stuff that you mentioned, you know, is more important than actually getting the latest tools and software, right?
Rangarira. Hongu kuva nezvekushandisa zvemhando yepamusoro-soro zvakakosha, futi zvinoramba zviri mambo. Asi buda uende kunze, iwi rako ngariwike, govera chido chako munyika inogara ichikura yepodcasting.
Guys, share your passions, let your voice be heard, and, you know, expand your world of podcasting across the country and throughout. This has been a great episode. I really had a lot of fun and learned a lot of stuff. Thanks, Godfrey and Klingi. In the next episode, we're going to be discussing podcast personas, what they are, and how to make use of them. Until then, this concludes Podcast Farms How to Podcast series in English, Shona Ndebele. We'll see you next time.
Bye.